At Honda Cars of Aiken on the Aiken Augusta Highway or online at HondaCarsOfAiken.com. You're going to love the all-new Honda Cars of Aiken. I guarantee it.
You should be driving a Honda from Honda of Aiken. Honda of Aiken.
2018 Civic Sedan CVT LX. 36-month lease. $49.99 to its signing. Plus tax and tag. No security deposit. Subject to lender approval. Max trade assist on 17 Accord V6.
Huge March savings event at American Freight. Sofas from $198, sectionals from $298, two mattress sets any size from only $298, seven-piece living room packages from $398. Don't wait, take it home today with low easy payments, same-day delivery, free layaway, ends March 31st at American Freight in Augusta at 1708 North Wilds Road. Phone 733-7444, that's 733-7444.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
It's all about the praise and your inspiration. We are Praise 96.9 and 1550.
Welcome back. Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And we are still on Power Friday. And, of course, one of the things that we know that can really give us power is doing things the right way. But how many of you have sometimes decided that doing it the right way just takes too long? You just got to go ahead and do what you need to do. If you make a mess, clean up the mess after the fact. Megan Wade is going to be talking with us about some of these messes that are made when people decide to go ahead and do what they're going to do. She's here to tell us why it really is important to call before we dig. By the way, here's your pop quiz. What are the three digits you need to call before you dig?
Right. I know.
What is it, Megan?
811. It works nationwide. South Carolina and Georgia will get you to the right contact center to help protect you for your digging project.
Awesome. 811, ladies and gentlemen. You got to remember that. 811. We're going to be asking you that again before we call it quits for the day, so be ready. Megan Wade, good to have you with us.
Thank
How are you doing?
Doing well.
So, you got that right. 811. I mean, you didn't have to think about it. Tell us more about Megan Wade, where you're working, what your role is there, and we'll begin after that to talk about 811 and calling before we dig.
Okay. Well, I am now president of Georgia 811. We've been Georgia 811 now roughly about 10 years, which is about how long 811's been in existence. So we know 511's traffic, 411's information, 911's emergency. We got the last N11 number in 2007. So that's when we changed our name. But most folks know us as the Call Before You Dig people. I've actually been there 13 years now.
Okay.
So I started in communications and just learned a ton. Call Before You Dig sounds very simple, very logical. And once you get involved and start learning all the parts and pieces, you really understand how critical it is to take that easy step to protect yourself.
I don't remember what brought it to my attention, but we got rid of a pine tree. This was a huge pine tree. Literally about 8 feet from the house, front yard. It was a mess. Finally got rid of it. And I said, you know, I'm going to replace this tree with a crepe myrtle. I did a little bit of looking around, talking around. I said, go with crepe myrtle. I don't know what brought it to my attention. But one day it finally hit me. Hey, wait a minute. Before I start digging around in the ground to plant this thing, I need to call 811 for that. Is that true? Or can I just go ahead and dig? And since it's probably not going to go that deep, just going to be planting a tree.
All right. So two things to talk about in that scenario. First one is, yes, let us know. It's for safety's sake, and it's free, but mostly it's for your safety. And as far as how deep you're going to dig, so many things impact the level of the ground. Erosion, storms, other projects can change it, paving. Don't even let that cross your radar. Like, well, it's not that deep. Well, it might have been very deep a few years ago, and now it's not. So you don't. Things are not always where we left them.
Interesting. And even if it is a yard that we've been walking across for the past 8-9 years.
And you'd be amazed at how your landmarks in your yard, you'd think, ah, I was here when the house was built. I know right where that stuff is. As your yard matures and things grow and, you know, you slept a couple of times over the past 10 years, things, are, again, are just not where we left them.
Interesting. So the yard can settle just like a house can settle.
Sure.
And move around, shift around.
Absolutely. And, you know, the driving even on dirt roads and some agriculture activities, these are all things you don't really think a lot about. But the handy part is an easy-to-remember number, 811, and it's free.
And so I talked about the tree.
Yes.
Which I haven't started on yet, but I plan to get that thing in the ground at some point.
Okay.
What else? I mean, is it before we dig for any reason? Or
I want to hear from you, or our folks at Georgia 811 want to hear from you, any digging project, large or small. This is for homeowners, do-it-yourselfers, contractors. If you hire someone to plant your tree, I'm sure you can do it yourself. But maybe you're like, let someone else take care of that for me.
Yeah, I like
they
that.
Need to contact us. The person okay. doing the work should. By law, if you're using a piece of equipment that is mechanized, you must call us. But for safety's sake, we ask that you contact Georgia 811 at least 2 business days before your digging project takes place.
What kinds of issues? I know you mentioned generally safety, but what are we looking for specifically that says to us, we need to call?
First, we all like when we get home at the end of the day after working that the water's on, power comes on, internet, all of them, convenience. We like when our utilities are connected. So that's part of what we like to talk about. We do at Georgia 811. We help keep Georgia safe and connected. If you damage something, the utility companies don't volunteer their repair services. So you could look at costly repairs. And because I mentioned a minute ago about the mechanized equipment, there is a dig law in Georgia as well.
So what are some of the messes that people have made when they chose to go ahead and dig without calling first?
We got our start as Utilities Protection Center, Inc. in Georgia. The 7 metro counties is how we started. 41 years ago now, there was a contractor that cut a gas line that hadn't been marked, and the gas migrated into a local daycare, and it exploded. It killed 7 people. Majority of those were the students at the daycare center. So that is at the extreme end of what could happen. On a more frequent basis, the most damaged line we see in the state of Georgia is telecom. So that's your telephone, your internet, your cable services. So maybe your TV won't work, but then you're trying to do a credit card transaction at your local business, or you're trying to take online orders or something. So it becomes a real inconvenience. Those are probably the more common damages we see, the inconvenience, the water outages, things like that. But there are some deadly and potentially harmful consequences.
And some of these that are inconvenient are just matters of inconvenience, can be matters of inconvenience for quite some time. It's not like we break the water main and 5 minutes later everything's patched up and we're good to go again.
And I'm sure the listeners here know, you'll hear about a gas leak. That doesn't just get fixed. No matter what caused it to leak, say a contractor comes in and a gas main is leaking and they evacuate a neighborhood, and it could be hours or a couple of days. The first responders are going to secure the scene, but they don't fix the lines. The people who own the lines still need to get to the scene, you know, because they're the experts. It's their underground facility. So, yeah, it doesn't just happen like magic. Things get fixed for sure.
Our guest, Ms. Megan Wade, and I will be right back. She's with Georgia 811. We're talking about why we really need to call before we dig. Forward thinking. That's been part of the program, speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. from the beginning.